and Kelly Show.
Setting the bar. I guess I could say if you can somehow manage to make it through the day without doing your wife wrong and then getting a tattoo on your chest from your nipples to your belly button.
Oh, God.
Complete with your declaration full of misspellings, then you're doing okay.
Oh, no.
Oh,
what
God.
In the world did
Hashtag
it read?
Hashtag no regrets.
What did it say? What was he saying?
Hang on a second.
Oh, gosh.
This is a love story.
Oh, of course it is.
This is a love story.
Now permanent. A permanent love story.
Between Jose.
Uh-huh.
Jose Torres and his wife.
Okay.
Jose Torres and his wife.
Do we know what Jose did to begin with to get the tattoo?
Well, the tattoo explains.
Okay, great.
So we'll get to that.
I'm ready.
The tattoo from nipple to nipple down to the belly button says, I, Jose L. Torres, am getting a tattoo voluntarily on January 2nd, 2019.
Wow, this is specific off the gate.
So that I can earn my wife's trust back.
Okay.
What did he do?
What did he do?
He goes on to explain, for the pain and suffering I have caused in our marriage. And then he lists the things that he did.
Oh, gosh. In a tattoo?
In a tattoo.
On his belly.
On the belly.
On the belly. Which, by the way, if you want to text us the word tattoo, we'll send it to you. T-A-T-T-O-O.
Wow.
It says, I am a liar.
Okay.
A cheater.
Uh-huh.
A manipulator.
Okay. Ooh. So far, how's the spelling going?
So far, it's okay.
Okay.
Deceiver, spelled wrong.
I'm a deciver.
I am a deciver.
Uh-huh.
A blank and lady of the night lover.
Wow. Mm-hmm. He's permanently inked that on his belly?
Dishonest and disrespectful.
Disrespectful.
Now to be okay. So the tattoo artist posted this on his Instagram page. The tattoo artist has a bunch of like his work on his Instagram page.
Okay, so
right?
He's an actual like live tattoo artist, not like his
no.
His brother Gary or something.
It's not his brother. Jose's brother Gary.
Hold my beer.
This.
I'm right, gonna right. hook you up,
hey,
bro.
Hey, hang on a second. Okay. I got you, brother. Okay. I'm gonna get your marriage back on the right track.
Okay.
So the tattoo artist had to explain once this Instagram post went viral.
Of course it did. It has to.
Again, text us the word tattoo and we'll send it to you.
Yeah, you probably should see it.
That he asked him multiple times if he really wanted this. And he said he didn't really notice the misspellings. He was just inking exactly what the guy had written. He had
verbatim.
Like transposed this guy's handwriting.
Yeah.
Like the guy hand wrote the note and said, I want this on my belly.
Okay.
And so he just like laid it on top of his belly and just transposed it.
Okay.
So he didn't really, I guess.
Let's proofread our work.
He was just making sure that it was accurate.
Yes.
He wasn't worried about spell check.
Because it doesn't mean as much if it's not in Jose's handwriting.
Yeah, it's more genuine.
Right. It is much more genuine.
Much more authentic.
If Jose's letter to his wife for all the pain and suffering that he has caused in the marriage
is from the heart. On the list of bad decisions. Permanently, like bad decisions you'll have to revisit over. Yeah. Like anytime you take your shirt off,
did the white take it back? We need to follow.
Oh, yeah,
up.
Did it work? Did it work?
No word on whether it worked. However,
we need
closure. However, his second wife will sure love this. Again, if you want to see the tattoo, there. Like the tattoo itself has some not safe for.
Yeah.
Like, we've edited what it said on the radio, but...
Right. Just be prepared. Your eyeballs are going to see some profanity.
But just some strong language, we'll say.
Right.
Text us at 502-571-9970, the word tattoo. T-A-T-T-O-O. We'll send it to you.
So do you think that tattoo shop is going to have, like, now added to the menu the Jose treatment?
I hope so.
Like, any guy that comes in
hashtag,
like, hey, I want a Jose.
Hashtag no.
DJX.
All right, feel good stories. Do this every single hour. Powered by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. To Taiwan we go.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I heard it's lovely this time of year.
I hear it's lovely. It's a story of survival of both man and insect.
All right. I'm intrigued. I'll bite.
It's the story of a woman who is only identified by her surname, he. And here's the thing. He.
Which is a her.
Which is a her.
Uh-huh. I'm confused already.
Went to a hospital where doctors found four bees living under her eyelid.
I'm sorry, back the truck up. Did you say bees living in her eye?
Yeah, they were sweat bees, and they were surviving on her tears.
Whoa! They were eating her tears?
They were surviving on the woman's tears.
Kelly, this is a feel-good.
It's a feel-good.
It's a feel-good?
Again, they were hungry.
A story of survival of both man and insect.
So everyone survived?
Yeah, the four bees lived.
Are you kidding me right now?
And obviously, she lived.
So she was like... treated, I guess. You would be treated if you have bees living in your eye.
Yeah, she had an infection, obviously.
Okay.
She was suffering from, a little skin infection there and, you know.
Little eye drops?
Yeah. I mean.
Take care of that?
So then the insects were removed. She was treated. And she's expected to make a full recovery. So there you go.
How did you discover this? How did they discover there are bees living in her eyelid?
Well, you know.
What did they see?
It's one of those things where.
What's the tip?
They were under her eyelids.
Like, did they see little legs, peeking out from underneath the eyelids?
Yeah, little antennas.
Is that really what they saw?
I would think it's little mascara pieces.
Little legs. Oh, God.
They're get me out of here.
Listen, the best part of the story is that the bees survived on her tears.
Okay.
How sad is that? On her tears.
Drank tears.
I know.
And that's how they
live. I know. As I said, this is a feel good. It's a story of survival of man and insects.
Okay. I don't know how to feel right now. But I was today years old when I learned that this was a thing.
Well,
that bees can live in someone's eye.
Here you go. Lesson for today, friends.
Okay.
Check your eyelids. Check them.
Oh, God.
Check them every day.
Man, every time I just get the tiniest little piece of mascara, that feels like a boulder.
Yeah, probably bees.
Four.
All right, there you go.
Okay.
That's your feel good. Powered by Ray's Ford.
I don't think they're going to pay for that one.
On 99.7 EJX.
O.com. Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
You can always get that into the website, WDJX.com.
Team effort on this one. Amanda and Tony wrote to us saying, we'd love for you to call our daughter Beth Parents of the Year.
Aww.
She just got a job at a pet shop. Her birthday's this week, so why don't you call her at the shop, have some fun. She loves listening to your show. She'd never expect to hear from you, though.
Well,
hashtag famous.
Spoiler alert, she didn't expect this. Welcome to your phone tap.
Hello, Pets and Supplies. This is Beth.
Well, hi, Beth. It's Robert Hassenpepper. I'm calling about your rabbits.
Yes, we sell rabbits.
No, I don't want to buy rabbits. I have rabbits in my backyard.
I don't understand.
Well, you see, Beth, I live about a half mile from you, and I'm calling because some of your rabbits are in my backyard.
I don't think so.
I mean, I'm looking out my damn window right now, and I can see three rabbits out there. Okay. I mean, I think if you check your rabbit cages, you'll find three of them are missing.
No.
Oh, I don't think so. Our rabbits are pretty secure. They wouldn't just hop out the door.
Well, then how do you suppose they got over here?
Sir, I don't think those bunnies are from our location.
Yeah.
Well, of course they're from your store. Where the hell else do you think they come from?
Nature?
I'm not sure.
Well, so are you going to come get them, or are you expecting me to bring them to you?
Yeah, no.
Sir, if you'll hold on just a minute, I'm going to walk over to our rabbit area right now. And I'm looking, and I don't see that we're missing any of the rabbits that we have.
Well, now you do know that rabbits multiply quickly, don't you?
Yes, I guess so.
So how do you know that their mama and daddy rabbit didn't make some baby rabbits who are now in my backyard? When was the last time you counted your rabbits?
Sir, I'd like to help you, but rabbits come from lots of different places, so I don't think the rabbits that you're seeing came from here.
Okay.
Now, I saw a deer in my yard. Was that yours, too?
Oh, my God.
We're a pet shop. We don't have any deer here.
What the kind of pet shop doesn't have deer?
I'm sorry, sir. I need to hang up now.
Well, now, wait just a minute there, sweetheart. Don't hang up. What'd you say your name was again? Beth?
That's right. Beth.
Well, what if I just wanted to rent a deer? You think you could manage that for me?
What?
No. Why would somebody want to rent a deer?
I don't know. A birthday party, maybe. I mean, it's your birthday, right? Beth, wouldn't you love to have a deer at your birthday?
Wait, how do you know it's my birthday?
Well, you see, your parents told us when they asked us to call you with this phone tap. Beth, it's Ben Davis. You're on 99.7 DJX.
What's that? You're kidding. Oh, my God.
Hey, Beth, happy birthday.
Oh, wow. You guys got me. I'm so freaked out.
Yeah, and the real thing is, what are you going to do with these rabbits that I got in my yard?
Okay. Yeah, I'll be right over with some carrots.
Oh, that'd be great. Bring that deer, too. We need that for the birthday party.
Well,
you know what? Pick up a cake. Buy yourself something real nice.
What the kind of pet shop you got over there, Beth?
What pet shop? Does have deer.
That's a pet shop I don't want to go to. I need deer. I need some deer.
That's ridiculous.
That's stupid. Happy birthday, Beth. Text from a listener. Y'all are killing me. My kids are looking at me like I lost my mind because I'm laughing so hard. Hashtag rabbits. Hashtag deer. Hashtag Beth.
And Kelly Show.
Is it time for a Florida story?
It's always time for a Florida story.
All right. Florida making the show.
You might call it sewer pipe sabotage.
Okay. Uh-oh. Sewer pipe sabotage.
This sounds aggressive already.
Sure.
According to corrections officials, prisoners flushing sheets down the toilet.
Okay. Why are Florida prisoners flushing sheets down the toilet?
Believe it or not, what they're talking about is the men and the women prisoners would actually talk to each other through the toilet pipe.
Okay.
They talk to each other? Is this the new telephone system?
I was
going to
say, is this the Florida cell phone service?
And that's why they were blocking them up. They said they've been doing this for several months.
Wow.
Yeah. So apparently these prisoners are flushing sheets, toilet paper, all that stuff, blocking it up and taking the water out of the pipes so they can just talk to each other through the toilet.
That's inventive.
The jail is in working conditions. However, due to the flooding that had occurred and the feces.
Oh, Florida.
Gross.
That
Yikes.
Florida cell plan is, that's
gosh.
A little messy.
Oh.
And urine that had contaminated a lot of areas of the jail. Inmates had to be moved.
Let me show you what jail officials said the inmates were actually doing.
Okay. All right. So now we got the reporter in the actual jail cell.
Break it down.
Yep.
They would go to the toilets and take whatever they could find, sheets or pillows, and just stuff it into the toilet.
Sure.
Okay. We had an incident several years ago where pizza was stuffed into the toilet.
We learned that day you can't flush pizza.
Yeah.
They would clog the toilets up on the first floor.
Uh-huh.
They would clog the toilets up on the upper floors.
Yeah. And then they'd use the little toilet PA system.
And the reason is it would clear the pipes of water in between.
Uh-huh.
And they could actually then talk through the toilets to each other.
Great.
Oh, my God. It's like the little, it's the Florida toilet CB system.
It's prison toilet. Connection.
Prison toilet connection.
Is that what that is?
That's exactly what that is.
Okay.
So there you go.
Fun.
It's the prison cell phone plan there.
Okay.
In Florida.
This kind of genius. Where'd they end up moving them? Is this a way to like Shawshank their way out? I don't know.
Yeah, good question.
It could be.
So there you are, Florida, making the show.
Florida.
99.7
JX.
All right, feel good stories. Do this every single hour. Powered by Ray's Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaysFord.com. Ready to learn about whales? Mark Wilkinson. He's a specialist at sorters. He auctioned off a 5.5 foot long stuffed whale wiener.
Oh, God! Why?
For $6,000.
Oh, why? Oh, God!
Why was it so expensive?
Why is he smiling like that while holding it?
Oh, it's a second annual out of the ordinary auction. He said at its thickest, the whale wiener is a foot wide, weighs about 18 pounds because it was stuffed with horse hair. Because it's from the 19th century.
Why?
It was sold by a private collector who had it for about 20 years. Fishermen and sailors, here's the learning. Fishermen and sailors, they used to store tobacco in large whale wieners to keep them moist during long trips.
Oh, gosh. Why? Why? What do you do with it? Do you mount it on your wall? I don't understand.
So, no one really even believed what it was. They all thought it was a carrot or a parsnip.
Okay.
Well, it looks like one in the picture.
I would like to think that it's that. I want to go back to thinking it was that. Can I go back to thinking it was that? I want to go back to
the Wait, now you're never going to want to eat carrots again because you're going to think of...
Much food has been ruined for me today.
What is that famous novel written by Herman Melville?
Moby Dick? Yeah. Are you talking about Moby Dick? Is that what you're talking about? The classic tale of Moby Dick?
That's what I was talking about.
Is that what you're talking about? What you were trying to get me to say?
Yeah, the classic novel.
Why were you trying to get me to say that right now, sir?
Hey, that's your feel good.
I'm not reading that.
Little knowledge.
That's another one.
Yeah, there you are. $6,000.
I want to unsee that.
Stuffed whale wiener sold there at auction.
Congratulations.
This is a feel good, right?
Yeah, Greg actually texted in. By the way, this is a feel good story?
Yeah. That's a question mark. That is a very large question mark.
There are stories to.
I think it was misfiled.
Make you smile.
No, it was,
right?
It was misfiled.
Powered by Ray's Ford.
They're not going to pay for that one.
997DJX.
Show.com.
Greg texts in and says, can't wait for Craigslist Miss Connections.
Yeah.
Yesterday's teaser had me laughing so hard I was crying. Okay.
Well, that's a lot of pressure.
You find love,
I hope it delivers.
And you just want to reconnect with someone, sometimes you got to go to Craigslist.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections. Now we're going to Boonville. It's not long, but I feel like there's a lot of information offered up here. It starts with a title. It's called Both of Us Married.
I'm guessing
because it's here. It's not to each other.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't go to Craigslist and write a little love note to your spouse.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
That's
where we're starting. We actually met on Let Go. You bought some of my Earnhardt stuff.
Wow.
A few days went by. I came to pick it up.
Sure.
Went to the cemetery where you did things I'll never forget.
Oh, God.
What is happening at the cemetery?
Did they exchange the items at the cemetery?
No.
Why is the cemetery even involved?
I don't know if it gets better or worse. You had your dentures out. Okay.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Oh, I think I know what that means.
Wow. Wow.
Then a few days went by. You bought some clippers for your pet.
Okay.
Just letting you know. I miss you. Okay.
Wait, so... So is he selling both Earnhardt stuff and clippers
apparently,
that she bought from him?
There's maybe a lot of things that they has around the house he needs to unload.
Okay.
What is going on in Boonville?
Okay, I don't know.
What is going on there?
All right.
Okay.
This is Craigslist Missed Connections. To the prettiest girl at the concert at Headliners.
I'm in.
You offered to hold me and my buddy's coats for $2 each because you're hilarious.
She charged them $2 to hold their coats. I like her already.
I think I might have said something witty in response to that, but I can't remember what it was because A, whiskey, and B, my memory of that moment is your face. And that I was laughing at whatever you were saying.
Wow.
Then, you invited me out to the smoking area. We talked a bit. I moved the hair off your face.
Oh, that's so romantic.
That's tender.
And you smiled. I should have kissed you right then.
Oh, it's a moment.
But that dude you knew came over and you talked forever. And then we parted ways.
No! I'm guessing that's the boyfriend.
I wish we could pick up where we left off, only without that other dude there. Ha ha. I'd happily drive down to Bowling Green to do so.
Oh, wow. She's from Bowling Green?
If somebody reading this knows a beautiful young lady from Bowling Green that is into great music and has a boy's name, you should do me a solid and send her this and tell her she should respond to that charming and handsome son of a gun that she was almost, maybe, probably interested in from the show on Saturday.
Oh, wow. I'm kind of rooting for him. I kind of am.
I guess it could be, like, what, Alex?
Chris. There's a lot of like dude names that chicks have. Charlie? Yes.
All right. Taylor. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
There's a lot of possibilities.
Okay.
I'm kind of rooting for this one. Like, I kind of want this to have a happy ending. I do.
Text message from a listener. I'm so uncomfortable right now. I know.
Wait, are you uncomfortable about the cemetery in Boonville?
Or
with the Earnhardt stuff, or this?
The headliners.
I feel like I'm rooting for this guy. This guy, I want to win. I'm going to keep watching and see if I see anything pop up about the girl from Bowling Green.
This has been Craigslist Missed Connections.
In Kelly Show.
From time to time, we present stories that are a little bit bizarre from the state of Florida. So congrats, Florida. You've made the show.
All right. Buckle up for the story.
Okay, I'm ready for this one.
There's only one word to describe his actions after being arrested. That word?
Oh, gosh. What it's got to be Florida.
Word? There's a lot of possibilities, but Florida's a good one.
Yeah, so, yeah. One word to describe this guy.
That word?
That word?
Bizarre.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Bizarre.
Well, okay. AKA Florida. Whatever.
Sure. Right.
A Florida man was arrested Thursday for possession of cocaine, but is facing additional charges for doing something a bit gross in the back of the police car.
Oh, okay, gosh. Okay.
What'd he do?
Immediately, he went number two.
Okay, probably.
I was going to say.
He was nervous about the prospect of going to jail.
I've seen enough live PD and I've seen enough police shows that I know that people sometimes lose ability to hold it. And they go. Uh-huh. So it's got to be that, right?
It's probably that.
It's got to be that.
It's probably that.
37-year-old Melvin Stubbs had 40 grams of cocaine on him at the time of his arrest.
Okay.
But on his way to jail, deputies say Stubbs, quote,
"What'd he do?
What'd Melvin do? What'd you do?
Chewed up or ate the seat of the patrol car?
Melvin ate the seat?
Take a look. He took some pretty big chunks out of the seat.
The anchor!
She's tickled.
She's reading a story about a guy getting busted.
She can't believe
and
it.
And she's laughing.
He's eating
oh my gosh.
The seat.
Can you imagine how dirty that police seat is? There have been naked buns on that. There have been people that have lost control in the battle. Oh, God. Melvin, what are you doing?
Don't do that, Melvin.
What are you doing?
Take a look. He took some pretty big chunks out of the seat. Stubbs faces charges of cocaine trafficking.
Oh, he faces charges.
He's losing it. And resisting arrest charges along with property damage.
Okay, that's what we're calling it. I was wondering, what's the charge for eating the seat? We're going to call it property damage. Okay.
Or Florida.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Slap a Florida charge on him.
Okay. Yeah, they should create just a Florida charge.
Melvin.
Hey. Yeah.
Melvin.
I'm sorry, you know.
Melvin Stubbs.
Melvin.
All right, Melvin. So there you go. Okay. Florida, congrats. Making the show. 99.7 DJX.
JX.
All about the health here on the show, right? So when I see this video on Instagram, immediately I think, you know what? Kelly would like to see it. It is a vegetable. And I'm going to show it to you. It's a little video of this vegetable.
You need to show me a video of a vegetable?
Vegetable,
this
yeah.
This is a vegetable I need to see?
Absolutely, you need to see this, Kelly. And I'm going to ask you to tell me what you think it looks like.
Oh, God.
So what kind of vegetable is it?
It's an eggplant.
It's an eggplant.
That's
for sure.
Wow.
It has some girth.
Listen, when you initially hinted that you were going to be showing me a vegetable, I thought, it's either going to look like upstairs, downstairs, or back door.
And what is it?
It's downstairs.
Is it male or female, though?
It's male.
Male, definitely. Wow.
Stop handling it like that. Oh, my God. Stop touching it like that.
He's harvesting it. He's harvesting that vegetable.
Manhandling it.
That's right, he is.
That is really, that's a girthy eggplant right there.
All right.
Oh, God.
We'll, I tell you what, we're not going to actually, we'll post a video.
I don't know if I could eat that. That eggplant.
Oh, gosh. I didn't know how to react.
It's a vegetable.
It is a vegetable.
Don't you eat vegetables?
We are talking about vegetables again.
I'm talking about an eggplant. And now, you know what? I've done the learning. The learning just happened in my brain. You know what? I have connected the dots as to why the eggplant emoji is often used the way it is.
There you go.
The learning happened.
We'll post a video at Ben and Kelly Show.
Oh, God.
Kelly's all sweaty.
Oh, my God.
99.7 DJX.
Go.com.
Off the air. Our intern, Lord Intern, drops on us this, this statement that I was like, wait, hang on. What?
Well, some point in my life, I heard there was a distinguish between the word caramel and caramel, as in caramel is for the hard candy and caramel is for the liquid drizzle topping for your ice cream.
Even though they're spelled the same way, they're pronounced differently for the different consistencies.
Yes. So you say, could I have a drizzle of that caramel, please? Or do you say, I would like a Werther's Original, a.k.a. a caramel, in my mouth?
Yes.
Okay.
And then we went to the internet, because that's where you go to settle debates like this, or to check this information, to fact check.
Is it pronounced caramel or caramel? Now, what do you say, Kelly?
Well, I always said caramel. I mean, I've never said caramel in my life. I thought it was pretentious.
All right, what about you, Kat?
I've always said caramel as well. And it really triggers me that you're going to define it as a different word based off the consistency of it.
Well, the internet shoots that down. I'll tell you that right now. First fact.
I will say that when I hear someone say caramel, I usually think it's more of a, will you please drizzle some caramel on my ice cream?
Love it. I need a caramel. Would you please?
Would you please put it on my lips while I sit here and bask in the sun?
So we're all team caramel, right? Even though it's spelled caramel? It's spelled caramel.
Yes, because you could have caramel drizzled on your block of caramel hard candy.
If you're going to be grammar police, you'd probably be team caramel.
Because the way you say caramel, there's no second A in that.
Exactly.
Caramel. Now, C-A-R-M-E-L. Caramel.
The internet tells us that it's based on, like, region. Where you are in the region is what determines how people say it.
Oh, lovey, would you please give pass a caramel my way?
Yeah, no, I can't.
Oh!
You look like you have to poop.
Oh, is it the rich region? Is that the region that pronounces it caramel?
Rich region?
Wait, what region? Just says caramel.
Yeah, we're caramel.
Oh, we're poor.
I feel like we're caramel people. We're going to need the caramel people, though, to step up, raise your hand, and be accounted for and explain
hang
yourself.
Hang on a second. No, prospect.
Caramel.
Wait, Anchorage.
Listen.
I need a caramel.
Listen, we're going to the Village Anchor later. We're going to have some caramel.
Do they have any caramel on their menu? I need to look.
I don't know. All right, so there you go. I don't know if we answered your question.
Didn't. We never do.
But that's the answer that we're going to stick with.
Are you now going to change your ways? And, like, are you going to look at the caramel drizzle differently and just call it caramel now? What are you doing?
Probably not.
Okay, there you go.
All right.
Great.
Can't change
it. And Kelly Show.
You ready for some science?
I don't know. Do I have to do some learning? Do we have to put on the knowledge cap?
Yes.
All right.
Science has determined that female mosquitoes have less and suck less blood than mosquitoes who spent 10 minutes in silence when they are listening to Skrillex.
Oh, my God. How? There's one specific tune?
Yes.
I don't
Researchers
understand.
Found female mosquitoes distracted by this loud noise and vibration from this Skrillex song and was a detraction. And so they've determined that female mosquitoes listening to Skrillex don't have the sex as often and don't suck less and suck less blood.
Stop talking. What is going on with researchers?
Couple mosquitoes. Hey.
Stop.
How you doing? You look good.
There is no reason.
You look good.
We need to go down this path, sir.
Go ahead and put on some nude music.
Let's not.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Decided against it. No.
Stop.
Not gonna suck blood.
Ooh.
Not gonna get it on.
Are these
Sorry.
Researchers?
Hey.
Oh my God.
Hey. So
stop.
Setting the mood here. Just a couple mosquitoes. You come around this horse often?
I'm feeling like this is exactly how the research went.
No.
In the lab, that's what they're doing.
Oh, you know what? No, that's not.
That's a buzzkill.
No, sorry.
The mood is gone.
Yeah, mood is gone. Sorry. I'm out. No.
Yep.
No, the sexy for you.
Sorry. Headache. I'm not. Okay.
Hey. The music may be used as environmentally friendly alternative to pesticides.
Oh.
That's the whole point of the research.
I was going to say, this is government funded. I need to know. I want my money back.
Instead of spraying all sorts of pesticides into the air. Ruining the environment.
Just play Skrillex? Is that what they're saying?
Then the randy mosquitoes that are like, oh, hey, girl, you look good.
So, hey.
Man, no. This just ruins it all.
Are you telling me to install speakers on my patio and blast some Skrillex and not going to have to worry about the mosquitoes at my barbecue? Is that what you're saying?
That's right.
Okay. All right. Good to know.
The mosquitoes are like, yeah, you know what? Sorry. I'm not feeling
not
it.
Not today.
Not
I'm out.
Not today. Sorry.
I'm going to the next yard.
Yeah.
That's not playing Skrillex.
There you are.
Chemicals bad.
Science.
Skrillex good.
Yeah, I bet you didn't know that you were going to learn some stuff here this morning.
Yeah.
But here we are. As we are every morning. Oh, as we are every morning.
Wow.
We learn things here on this show together, hand
so
in hand.
So random.
On 99.7 DJX.
DJX.
Setting the bar. I guess I could say if you can somehow manage to make it through the day without doing your wife wrong and then getting a tattoo on your chest from your nipples to your belly button.
Oh, God.
Complete with your declaration full of misspellings,
oh,
then
no.
You're doing okay.
No.
Oh,
what
God.
In the world did
Hashtag
it read?
Hashtag no regrets.
What did it say? What was he saying?
Hang on a second.
Oh, gosh.
This is a love story.
Oh, of course it is.
This is a love story.
Oh, now permanent. A permanent love story.
Of between Jose.
Uh-huh.
Jose Torres and his wife.
Okay.
Jose Torres and his wife.
Do we know what Jose did to begin with to get the tattoo?
Well, the tattoo explains.
Okay, great.
So we'll get to that.
I'm ready.
The tattoo from nipple to nipple down to the belly button says, I, Jose L. Torres, am getting a tattoo voluntarily on January 2nd, 2019.
Wow, this is specific off the gate.
So that I can earn my wife's trust back.
Okay.
What did he do?
What did he do?
He goes on to explain, for the pain and suffering I have caused in our marriage. And then he lists the things that he did.
Oh, gosh. In a tattoo?
In a tattoo.
On his belly.
On the belly.
On the belly. Which, by the way, if you want to text us the word tattoo, we'll send it to you. T-A-T-T-O-O.
Wow.
It says, I am a liar.
Okay.
A cheater.
Uh-huh.
A manipulator.
Okay. Ooh. So far, how's the spelling going?
So far, it's okay.
Okay.
Deceiver. Spelled wrong.
I'm a deciver.
I am a deciver.
Uh-huh.
A blank and lady of the night lover.
Wow. Mm-hmm. He's permanently inked that on his belly?
Dishonest and disrespectful.
Disrespectful.
Now to be okay. So the tattoo artist posted this on his Instagram page. The tattoo artist has a bunch of like his work on his Instagram page.
Okay, so
right?
He's an actual like live tattoo artist, not like his
no.
His brother Gary or
he's,
something.
It's not his brother. Jose's brother Gary.
Hold my beer. I'm gonna hook you up, bro.
Hang on a second. Okay. I got you, brother. Okay. I'm gonna get your marriage back on the right track.
Okay.
So the tattoo artist had to explain once this Instagram post went viral.
Of course it did. It has to.
Again, text us the word tattoo and we'll send it to you.
Yeah, you probably should see it.
That he asked him multiple times if he really wanted this. And he said he didn't really notice the misspellings. He was just inking exactly what the guy had written. He had
verbatim.
Like transposed this guy's handwriting.
Yeah.
Like the guy hand wrote the note and said, I want this on my belly.
Okay.
And so he and just like laid like, it on top of his belly and just transposed
it. Okay.
So he didn't really, I guess.
Let's proofread our work.
He was just making sure that it was accurate.
Yes.
He wasn't worried about spell check.
Because it doesn't mean as much if it's not in Jose's handwriting.
It's more genuine.
Right. It is much more genuine.
Much more authentic.
If Jose's letter to his wife for all the pain and suffering that he has caused in the marriage.
Gosh,
it's from the heart.
On the list of bad decisions. Permanently, like bad decisions you'll have to revisit over, like anytime you take your shirt off.
Did the white take it back? We need to follow up.
Yeah, did it work?
No word on whether it worked. However,
we need
his second wife will sure love this. Again, if you want to see the tattoo, there, like the tattoo itself has some not safe for.
Yeah.
We've edited what it said on the radio, but.
Right. Just be prepared. Your eyeballs are going to see some profanity.
But just some strong language, we'll say.
Right.
Text us at 502-571-9970, the word tattoo. T-A-T-T-O-O. We'll send it to you.
So do you think that tattoo shop is going to have, like, now added to the menu the Jose treatment?
I hope so.
Like, any guy that comes in,
hashtag,
like, hey, I want a Jose.
Hashtag no
rap. .com.
Greg texts in and says, can't wait for Craigslist Missed Connections.
Yeah.
Yesterday's teaser, had me laughing so hard I was crying. Okay.
Well, that's a lot of pressure.
Well, when you find love,
I hope it delivers.
And you just want to reconnect with someone,
yeah.
Sometimes you got to go to Craigslist.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Now we're going to Boonville. It's not long, but I feel like there's a lot of information offered up here. It starts with a title. It's called Both of Us Married.
Okay, so
I'm guessing because it's here, it's not to each other.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't go to Craigslist to write a little love note to your spouse.
Okay.
All right, here
I'm
we go.
Sweaty.
That's where we're starting. We actually met on Let Go. You bought some of my Earnhardt stuff.
Wow.
A few days went by, I came to pick it up.
Sure.
Went to the cemetery where you did things I'll never forget.
Oh, God.
What is happening at the cemetery?
Did they exchange the items at the cemetery?
Know.
Why is the cemetery even involved?
I don't know if it gets better or worse. You had your dentures out. Okay.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. I think I know what that means.
Wow. Wow.
Then a few days went by. You bought some clippers for your pet.
Okay.
Just letting you know. I miss you. Okay.
Wait, so is he selling both Earnhardt stuff and clippers
apparently,
that she bought from him?
There's maybe a lot of things that they has around the house he needs to unload.
Okay.
What is going on in Boonville?
Okay, I don't know.
What is going on there?
All right.
Okay.
This is Craigslist Missed Connections. To the prettiest girl at the concert at Headliners.
I'm in.
You offered to hold me and my buddy's coats for $2 each because you're hilarious.
She charged them $2 to hold their coats? I like her already.
I think I might have said something witty in response to that, but I can't remember what it was because A, whiskey, and B, my memory of that moment is your face. And that I was laughing at whatever you were saying.
Wow.
Then, you invited me out to the smoking area. We talked a bit. I moved the hair off your face.
Oh, it's so romantic.
That's tender.
And you smiled. I should have kissed you right then.
Oh, it's a moment.
But that dude you knew came over and you talked forever. And then we parted ways.
No!
I'm guessing that's the boyfriend.
I wish we could pick up where we left off, only without that other dude there. Ha ha. I'd happily drive down to Bowling Green to do so.
Oh, wow, she's from Bowling Green?
If somebody reading this knows a beautiful young lady from Bowling Green that is into great music and has a boy's name, you should do me a solid and send her this and tell her she should respond to that charming and handsome son of a gun that she was almost, maybe, probably interested in from the show on Saturday.
Oh, wow. I'm kind of rooting for him. I kind of am.
I guess it could be, like, what, Alex?
Chris. There's a lot of like dude names that chicks have. Charlie. Yes.
All right. Taylor.
Taylor.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
There's a lot of possibilities.
Okay.
I'm kind of rooting for this one. Like, I kind of want this to have a happy ending. I do.
Text message from a listener. I'm so uncomfortable right now. I know.
Wait, are you uncomfortable about the cemetery in Boonville?
Or
the Earnhardt stuff, or
the
this?
Headliners.
I feel like
no
I'm rooting for this guy. This guy, I want to win. I'm going to keep watching and see if I see anything pop up about the girl from Bowling Green.
This has been...